This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Digital Galleria, Midtown Tire, The Next Chapter, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Boats Home Furnishings, Don's Heating and Cooling, and Central Cellular. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Central College, Knoxville Raceway, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Marion County Bank, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, Marion County dispatchers are on the job doing their best to help keep us safe. What's involved in the position? In the fourth part of a 10-part in-depth series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Jen McRoberts and Shannon Gatta, dispatchers, and Martha Dykstra, dispatch supervisor at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. So, Martha, how long have you been dispatching?
I will soon be starting on my 17th year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say, too. But I can't imagine doing anything else now. I never would have pictured myself in this career or in this position when I was in my 20s. But now I can't imagine not being here.
I was going to say, well, it must be fun, but I bet fun isn't the exact way to describe it. Some parts, but...
Yeah, it's a very rewarding job, but at times there's also situations that you come across that you think, why do I do this? Why do I keep doing this day after day? It's almost like it wears on you, but then you have that one situation where you know you've made a difference, and that makes it all worthwhile.
I assume that you heard about anything. Is that right?
Pretty much, but there are still occasionally, I still get something new thrown at me that I'm thinking, wow.
You never heard that before. Well, and how often does that happen? Once a week? Once a month?
Maybe 3 or 4 times a year now.
3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm. But it just depends. You know, I can go for 6 months and not hear anything, and then in 1 week I've had 3 situations that's never happened before, so...
Well, it keeps it interesting.
It does, very.
Well, and Shannon, how long have you been a dispatcher?
About 10 years next month.
10 years next month, and now you train people, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yep.
You're the main person training,
yep.
Or and how's that?
It depends on the day.
And probably
it's very hard.
It's hard?
It's very hard.
Well, why is it hard?
Because we're all type A personalities, and I want to do it myself. And now I have to sit and watch somebody else do it and let them make their mistakes and let them take their time. And
yeah,
usually I just want to hurry up and do it and be done. And
so you have to hold yourself back.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, and after 10 years almost, you can do it faster and quicker and
mm-hmm.
better.
Yeah.
But somebody trained you.
Yeah.
And did they?
And I'm sure they felt the same way and dreaded every day of it.
Well, and you get occasionally new people coming in
mm-hmm.
and training them. And
yeah.
And so is it hard? I mean, is it hard in the sense of the actual training? Are some people good at it? Some people just say, you know, you should
depends
just not
on the
come
person.
Back. Come, yeah, it depends.
We're never really going to tell anybody they shouldn't come back. I mean, we may say, hey, let's try some other ways of doing this because this is not working for you. But we're never going to say this is not your deal. You can't do it anymore. But
no. You don't say you should. You might be better at some other career.
I'm not going to say that it hasn't ever been discussed before, but obviously we're going to try to encourage everybody to do their best and succeed. We want that, obviously. So
you
it's
want
not to. For everyone.
No.
That's true of any job, though, so I wouldn't want to do yours. So.
Well, you just get to wander around and talk to interesting people.
I'll do that here.
Okay.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Verduft Agency, Marion County Fair Association, Pella Regional Health Center, Griffin Nursing and Rehab Center, Two Rivers Co-op, Pleasantville Schools and Trojan Fitness Center, and the Good Samaritan Society in Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville State Bank, The Sign Spot, Creative Landscaping, DMB Supply, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and Hubes Garage.
I continued my conversation with Jen McRoberts and Shannon Gatta, dispatchers, and Martha Dykstra, dispatch supervisor at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. And Jen, you're one of the newer people on staff.
Yep, I've been here, it'll be 3 months here this next week.
3 months?
So 3 months.
You've been around long enough to know the basics and what's happening out there.
The basics, basically. I still have to ask questions here and there, but for the most part, I think I caught on pretty quick.
And Martha's nodding. So you must be doing a good job.
She would I hope be so.
And so, is it different than you thought it would be?
Oh, way different than I thought it'd be. It's a lot different than anything I've ever done before, but it's something that I like. Like Martha had said, I never would have pictured myself 2 years ago even being in a job like this. But now that I'm in it, I really like it a lot.
What do you like about it?
Well, it can be really stressful at times, which most people don't like, but for me, that I kind of like being under pressure, so I don't know why.
You respond well under pressure?
Sometimes. Depends on the situation.
And I bet as you get more familiar with the tasks, it'll be easier.
Yeah, definitely. The hardest part is just not knowing how to answer people's questions yet, because I don't know all of the ins and outs of everything, but...
So maybe questions about geography or questions about what agency to report to or stuff like
that? Yeah, stuff like that. And especially when it comes to geography. Like, I know I'm from Knoxville, so I obviously know Knoxville area really well, but I'm still learning the whole county. It's a lot to learn.
And do you get to know the deputies and the police officers and the other emergency responders over the radio? Do you feel like you know them?
Some of them, and obviously the deputies we're going to know better because they're here, so we see them and actually interact with them in person, and some of the Knoxville officers. But as far as, like, say, Pleasantville or Melcher or any of the Pella officers, they're not in here as much, so we basically only have radio contact between each other. But for the most part, I feel pretty comfortable with all of them in as far as knowing them.
And with respect to their voice. And
yeah.
Do you hear different personalities in them out there?
Yes, for sure.
Martha's nodding, too. Well, you know everybody after 17 years, so you know their personalities.
Pretty much so. We've had a lot of new people this last year within the sheriff's office and even over at the Knoxville Police Department, new officers and stuff, and there's always that period of adjustment, period of getting to know them, learning... You know, everybody has their own little quirky ways. So learning that about everybody takes a little bit of time, no matter how long you've been in the job.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the George Daly Auditorium, Walmart in Pella, Vermeer Corporation, McGriff's of New Sharon, Pleasantville Auto, Golf Cars of Iowa, and the Knoxville Police Department and Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Cascade Manufacturing of Pleasantville, LDJ Manufacturing, Iowa State Savings Bank, Vanderwilt Construction, and Sundance Realty. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Jen McRoberts and Shannon Gatta, dispatchers, and Martha Dykstra, dispatch supervisor at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Now, I never thought about this before, but I guess you probably do some training of the new deputies and officers out there with respect to communication.
Not too much. They get some of that up at the Law Enforcement Academy, and then a lot of it is just from them being out in their vehicles.
One of the things that always impresses me when I'm here is the technology that you have available. And I've done this before. I don't know how many times we talk about once a year, but you've got, I'm counting now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 computer screens. That's incredible in terms of, you know, and phone banks and all kinds of complex technologies.
Yes, and it's only going to get more so.
More so.
Yep. With the next generation 911 to be implemented by December 31st of 2015, that'll put a whole new makeup in here.
Okay, so what's happening with that?
That'll be the text messaging. It'll be the video. It'll be the, you know, the live shots, all of that at some point within the next 2 years. According to the state plan, we should have that in place here.
Okay, so live shots, what does that mean?
You know, if someone sends us a photograph from their phone, we'll be able to see it instantaneous. It'll be a live shot for us. It won't be a delayed.
So I can text 911 with a photograph?
At some point down the road, yes. At this time, we're not set up to take that. But by December 31st of 2015, the state is hoping all peace apps in the state will be NG911 compliant.
Okay, so photographs, voice texts, any of that?
I believe so. I believe anything, any of that, any of the social type communications that's out there.
Well, so I guess the Board of Supervisors better be thinking about expanding your staff. I mean, if all that's going to be available and additional information, I mean, that's going to be...
And that's one of the things that we as management have to set, you know, have to look at, have to start planning for. And no one can really say what effect this is going to have on us in the end until it happens. You know, just like any... And I don't want to use the term toy necessarily, but just like anything new, people are going to use it eventually. But even some of the agencies, I believe Black Hawk County here in Iowa was the first agency in the state to get a text sent to their 911 center. But basically once the new wore off, people still pick up that phone and call. It's still much quicker, you know, to call than to sit there and try to text. There are situations where a text message would be a necessity. You know, if you're hiding out from a home intruder or something of that nature, you know, you don't want to give away your location, then yeah, that text messaging aspect could be very important. If you see a crime being committed, you snap a photograph of the car for the license plate information, you know, that type of stuff is going to be very important.
Well, that's going to change everything.
It will. Put a whole new makeup on the game.
Well, because all of us, you know, we don't carry around, you know, cameras, old-fashioned cameras, but many of us carry around cell phone cameras.
Smartphones, yep.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Mercy One, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Capstone Behavioral Health, Raymaker Screen Printing, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, and Klein's Towing. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Agent Jay Olson, 3M Manufacturing, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Jen McRoberts and Shannon Gatta, dispatchers, and Martha Dykstra, dispatch supervisor at the Marion County Sheriff's Office. And I bet over the years since you've been here, just people having cell phones has really changed things.
It has. It's gone from the biggest percentage of our 911 calls being landline phones to to the biggest percentage now being cell phones. And again, while the technology has improved greatly to show the location, it's still not 100% accurate.
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. It's like whenever I drive the speed limit and I see somebody passing me and they're going too fast, and then I'm looking to see, I think I've actually called in once or twice when somebody was being a reckless driver. Do you have people that just call in all the time, people being reckless drivers?
Yes.
I mean, because I always think, is that a bad person?
Yep.
Are they drunk? Or am I just odd?
No. We get those. I mean, that in and of itself is increased tremendously since I've been here, and Shannon can probably address this better than I can since she sits in the seat 40 hours a week.
Yeah, you get a lot of reckless driver calls. Some of them, you know, some, I'm not going to say sometimes people are a little oversensitive about things, because what's reckless to one is maybe not to another, but there's a lot of different things that other drivers do that irritate people when they call in. And
well, yeah, you have to be careful calling in. You know, it's like somebody passed the center line, you know, once, you know, go over it, you know, maybe twice, but they're over seven times. You probably better
call in.
Right,
sure.
And you have one thing here on the screen that I'm seeing that's new to me. Can you describe that?
It's called MOC, and it's through the Iowa Department of Transportation Tracks. What it does is it shows all of our deputies, their locations within where they're at, and it even shows Iowa State Patrol, Department of Transportation, Motor Vehicle Enforcement, other counties that have this system. It'll actually show their cars and their location.
That's amazing technology, and it's just going to get more and more complex and better.
Yes, it is.
So, Shannon, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners today about this work that they might not know about that you'd like to let them know about?
Well, every day is different. You know, most people typically only call when they have a problem or an issue and they need assistance. Obviously, we try to help everybody in a timely manner. Sometimes the weather plays part in how timely that manner is. Snow comes, roads get slick, lots of cars go in the ditch. A lot of people need help at that time, and there's only so many people to help. It gets kind of trying to get to everybody and make sure everybody's taken care of.
And so be patient. Everybody's doing their best.
Be patient. We're working on it. We haven't forgotten. The same cars that got you in the ditch are the same cars that are getting help there. It just takes time.
Thanks to Jen McRoberts, Shannon Gatta, and Martha Dykstra for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.